It's the Brouhaha Podcast with Steve Jackson and Mark Carpenter.
Brouhaha today. Mark Carpenter is in Poland drinking beer.
Yeah, he's.
What is Polish beer like? Is it
fantastic?
Good? Yeah, I've heard that.
Yeah, both Andreas and I judged the national Polish national beer competition called Kraft Roku in Poznan, Poland. And, you know, Poland was part of, like, you know, Prussia, which is Germany.
Sure.
Also, and they have a huge history of brewing beer. And then when the first Nazis came in, of course, took a lot of their copper and
right.
boiled it down for bullets and stuff. And then they had left some for themselves because they were German. They liked beer. And then the Soviets, when they came in, they closed down, like, the mom-and-pop places, and they took over the big breweries and made them state-owned and not very good for a while. But they are back to their roots, and they're doing some killer Baltic porters. Of course, they emulate the U.S., you know, California IPAs.
Yeah. Well, our guest today is San Andreas Fault, which everyone within the sound of my voice can relate to. But it's actually Andreas Fault.
No, it's Andreas Felt.
Okay, it's F-A-L-T, but it's
It's umlauts on it, so it's actually pronounced as an E. So
okay.
There's little dots over the top.
Felt.
Yes, Felt.
Okay.
But it's quite funny. Every time I come to California, I get that.
Yeah, I'm sure you do.
Yeah.
Welcome. It's great to meet you.
Oh, same. Thank you for having me.
So you're from Sweden, but you live in Leeds in England.
I do indeed, yes.
Mike's favorite place. He was just there.
Yeah, and we missed each other. We tried to connect, but it didn't work out, unfortunately.
Herlinda tried to hook you guys up, but they were a little busy.
Yeah, they were partying. Dancing and singing at the festival.
Yeah, exactly.
I was not.
That's the festival where they light everything on fire at the end of it?
I think they do, yeah.
Yeah, it's crazy. Anyway, okay, so give us your story. I mean...
How long? No.
Born?
And keep it rated like GPG.
I will do. Well, got into home brewing about 27 years ago.
In Sweden?
In Sweden, yeah.
Before you moved to England?
Yes, okay. A long time before. So 27 years ago, I met a friend in when I did my military duties, and he didn't like the way I was drinking beer, so he said, you need to learn to drink beer. And I said, what do you mean? I was drinking lagers, American style lagers and the German lagers at that time. And said, you need to drink proper beer. So he taught me how to homebrew. And on that way, we became very close friends. And we wanted to start a brewery of our own. But in those days in Sweden, it was ridiculous laws.
Really?
And taxes are still very high. And they were even worse then. And I think we had to put in like $60,000, $70,000 worth of guarantee for taxes.
Jeez.
Yeah, for a guarantee, not even to be used, just for a guarantee if we fled the country kind of thing. Stupid. But we couldn't do that. So we realized, and the next best thing is to start importing our favorite beers. So in 2000, the European Union changed the laws so we could start importing beers into Sweden. So that's what we did. We started with Belgian beers and English beers. And, it's just rolled on from there.
And when did you move to England and why?
Well, taxes are quite high there, too. But
yeah, they are, yeah.
2006, I moved over into England because I was offered a job there. I was the first to bring Sierra Nevada Brewing Company into Sweden.
No kidding.
And the guy who got the European rights for it, who we got it from in England, he apparently liked me so much, he offered me to come over and work for him with Sierra Nevada on a European scale.
No
so that's
kidding.
What I did for 8 years with him.
Wow.
Yeah.
So what is your situation now? You've become a well-known import expert
in
Europe?
Yeah, I've been working quite a bit with both of importing. Since I did the Sierra Nevada on the export from the UK into 11 countries into Europe. And then, of course, on top of that, we added on breweries like Stone Brewing, Odell Brewing, Oscar Blues, and so on that we work with as well.
Hmm.
Maybe not so much on a European scale, but definitely for the UK. Because of that, the Brewers Association here in America saw me, and we were talking. We were a little bit tipsy that afternoon.
But we were
talking, and I said, you need somebody like me to do, so you don't have to fly back and forth from America. That's just stupidity. I'm here, you should hire me. And they said, pretty much come back with a proposal. So I did, and 6 months later I had the job as the American Craft Beer Ambassador for Europe for the Brewers Association.
And that's how I met him.
Okay, so but you live in Leeds.
Yes.
Which is Mike's new favorite place, apparently. Mm-hmm. He was just there, good and Mike. You guys weren't able to hook up. But
Northern England.
No, very Northern England, yes.
Okay, so what are you doing here now?
Yeah, so I worked with the Brewers Association for about 3 years, and of course built up a huge network, not just in Europe, but across the world. And after that, people start wanting to hire me for import and export jobs. So,
is it America to Europe?
Yeah, or it was in the beginning.
Belgium,
it was
everywhere.
It was in the beginning. It was American breweries into Europe first of all, but then now these days it's Finnish breweries that are asking me, "Can you find me import into Italy? And can you find me to Brazil?" Or, but my main job today is working with a Russian company, who asked me 3 years ago to work with them as their brewery hunter, and especially for American breweries.
I love that, brewery hunter.
Yeah.
Any work with Lagunitas?
No, I know them very well.
Yeah.
But we almost worked with them in the UK, but that fell through in the last minute. Yes, the company that I work with in Russia are now doing Lagunitas, but not via my contacts. Mm. It's because of the Heineken contact.
Right.
Because the company I work for is a big company, and their main business is distribution of lagers. So they are the largest Heineken distributor in Russia as their base.
Explain lagers for our non-beer freaks.
So we have people from all over, all walks of life, driving and stuck in traffic right now, listening right now.
Okay. Well, lagers you have Budweiser, of course. You have Coors. That is a lager. And you have a lot of German-style pilsners, Czech pilsners. Like Lagunitas Pils is a Czech-style pilsner, for instance. And it's kind of the lightest way of the beer in flavor. It's also the most difficult one to actually produce because you can't hide any faults in it.
Really?
Not me, no. Faults, proper faults. You can't hide anything like that in there because it will stick out immediately. Whatever you make wrong will stick out. But if you have a IPA or a stout or something, you can play with malts and hops and make it a little bit.
Yeah, because it's
you can hide it.
A stronger flavor. Stronger flavor, it covers profile of it, some of the stuff.
And that's actually how, speaking of those, so Andreas and I became even better friends through judging. We both judged that Polish National Beer Competition and also the Iberian Awards in Portugal. Mm-hmm. We were both friends, good friends of Glenn Payne, our friend who was a beer judge that died in 2015. But Andreas, he judges like World Beer Cup. He's on his way to the Great American Beer Festival, which starts next week.
Yep.
In Denver. And so he's taking a stop over here. I'm going to take him over to Russian River, of course. We're going to go to Rare Barrel in Berkeley, Admiral Malting Company. Going to go visit Brian Hunt at Moonlight, Bear Republic, hit all around here, and maybe a few wineries.
That would be good.
California?
Yeah, you have to do
when
that.
When you're here, you have to do that, definitely.
Is this not your first visit here?
No, it was 7 years since I was, and I was only in San Fran then. And,
oh, okay.
I've been to Sacramento and Chico several times.
First time in Sonoma County, though.
Yes.
Woohoo!
Pretty cool.
Yeah. Folks, let me know if you want me to bring him by.
She said, "You have to come and see me." I said, "All right."
We're in paradise here.
Yeah. And of course, one of my favorite breweries, Russian River, is in this town, and it's a bucket list thing for me to do.
Very cool.
Yeah, why not? When I get the opportunity, which is one of the super perks of what I've been doing for the last 6-7 years of just nonstop travel. I meet great people all over the world.
I couldn't wait any longer.
Who actually invites me to come. Hey, you come and stay with me, and we'll just do beers, and we do wines, or we eat, or whatever.
Right.
It's one of those little perks that you get of the world job.
What did you just open there?
Andreas brought me probably like 40 beers in his suitcase, and he has I think he brought like two pairs of underwear.
He's wearing the same clothes for a week, but he's got beer. Yeah.
He's got beer. So this is a Buxton Brewery.
I have my priority.
Yeah,
exactly.
Well, he took us to Buxton Brewery in the town of Buxton in England, which has these old hot springs and stuff. It's a beautiful place.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, and this is actually I went ahead and grabbed this one because it's also made with a Swedish brewery. This one's called Rambergett. Did I say that right?
Ramberget.
Fine.
So it's almost right.
Andreas, talk about this one.
So Ramberget is a collaboration between Buxton and a brewery called Dugges from Gothenburg, my old hometown.
In Sweden?
So, yes.
Wow.
So I know these guys quite well, and I was there when Michael opened the brewery. And he's an old home brewer. He was in a different home brewing club than me, but he then decided to go commercial, so he opened a brewery. And he is now one of the most successful and most exported breweries out of Sweden, actually.
Really? And these are cans?
Yes.
Which is now the big thing, apparently.
It's a huge thing all over the world. Yeah. Not all over the world, but in the beer interest. Germany, France, and Italy, Russia.
And here?
Yeah, and here. I mean, it's ridiculous.
We're getting a lot of folks.
But it was here it started.
Really?
Yeah, with Oscar Blues started it 26 years ago when they did it the first time.
Because it used to be, to talk about, you know, people used to, for there was a period there where it was like,
oh, yeah,
no, you don't want a can of beer, you want a bottle.
Cheaper, it was cheaper to put it in a can, it was cheaper to transport and all of those things. And
yeah.
The people that wanted to buy it, there was the ones that wanted the cheap lager. So that's what was available. But then somebody saw the benefits, saw the benefits of, hey, there's less UV in these, there's better protection, we can get more on a pallet, it's better for hiking and everything like that.
It's recyclable.
Very recyclable. So why aren't we doing this? So when he went from actually being a pub brewery, he went, we're going to do cans. And everybody thought he had a hole in his head.
Yeah. Everybody thought it was nuts, but now everyone's doing it.
Yeah, and I remember because I brought the Scar Brewing and Maui Brewing over to England.
From Hawaii. And,
11 years ago now, almost. Hmm. With the company I was with, and at the time we were doing Sierra Nevada as well. And I remember my boss actually told me, I'm going to flog you if you're not selling these beers. And they flew out. And everybody thought we were nuts bringing in specialty beers in cans. But now pretty much, I would say, 85% of all the craft brewers in the UK are doing cans.
So I want to ask you, in Russia, what kind of beers are they looking for? I mean, I know everywhere in the world wants American beer, especially California beer. What kind of beers do they want? What kind of styles are they into?
Well, it's quite an interesting one.
Do they put vodka in it, like Russian vodka?
No. Vodka is actually going down in sales.
Really? And beer is increasing in Russia?
Yes. Yeah, very much so.
Okay.
Very much
so. Well, and I would assume that's because of the younger people?
Yeah, the younger people. And one of the big things what's happened over the last 5 years, you would say, especially, of course, you have all the lagers, same as you have here. You have the big 4 or 5 that are producing 100 million hectoliters, or what is that, 85 million barrels, U.S. Yeah. barrels.
Okay. So you mean like Budweiser,
Budweiser,
Pabst Blue Ribbon?
Yeah. All of those.
Coors.
Actually, Pabst is
Miller.
Mainly Russian now, so.
Really?
Yeah. Pabst?
Pabst is Russian-owned. Yes.
Really?
Yeah.
What?
Yes. Moscow Brewing Company.
No kidding.
They own a huge part of it. I don't know how much, but it's a huge part of it. It's Russian.
I grew up in Detroit.
Yeah.
Stroh's.
Yeah.
My dad and all his friends drank Stroh's Long Necks the whole time I was growing up. Didn't Pabst?
Yeah.
Doesn't Pabst own Stroh's now?
Yeah, I think they own the brand, but I don't know if they brew it.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, that I don't know.
They didn't even brew all their own beer.
No, they don't know.
Yeah.
Not all of them.
Yeah, it's partially like
contract
brewed with Miller. Something to do with either Miller and
it could be.
I can't remember
exactly what they've done there.
But
mainly it's lagers in Russia at the moment. But then you have a small little portion. It's probably about 1% at the moment that is actually craft beer or specialty beers. There's some 450 new breweries in the last 5 years in Russia.
Wow.
Just in a town like St. Petersburg, there's 60 or 70 breweries, and there was like 2 5 years ago.
No kidding. And do you go to Russia? Have to go to Russia a lot?
Unfortunately, yes. No, it's brilliant. It's one of the...
It's a weird place, I would
say. No, it's absolutely... Everybody thinks they're grumpy a-holes, if you can say that on radio.
Yes, you can.
But they are not, actually. They are one of the most lovely people you can ever meet. And if you come there as a guest, and they will treat you. I've been there for weekends, and I haven't spent 20 euros because they refuse to let me pay.
Wow.
And that's the people that I meet for like 5 minutes. Oh, you're a guest of Russia. You'll not pay.
Does Putin drink beer?
Yes. He does, actually, because my business partner is he's good friends with him.
Really?
Yeah, and because his family is all into politics except him. He's the black sheep of the family.
We want dirt.
But apparently Putin's favorite beer is Löwenbräu from Munich. is an old lager. Yeah, that's his favorite beer.
Like Löwenbräu.
Löwenbräu, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Which it was a huge thing here for.
Here's two good friends tonight. It's kind of special. Löwenbräu. The beer will bring.
I haven't heard Löwenbräu in a long time.
No, it's not a huge brand anymore.
Right.
But it's still produced, and that is apparently his favorite.
Okay, but what about like Baltic porters? You know, things. I mean, Russia, that area, like how Poland and Lithuania. Oh, him and I are going to all be. We're going to be at the beer festival in Lithuania this year as well.
Of course you are.
Yeah, yeah. It's cold though.
She's the two of you and Paul McCartney will.
Yeah, Paul McCartney be in the background.
And Kim, the Dutch girl that was on the show, too. She's going to be there also.
Yeah, I remember her.
It's going to be fun. No, but
there. Wouldn't they want heavy beers and
stuff? Yeah, that's the kind of thing.
Mulled
because
beer
when
even?
We've been bringing in now, like, one of our brands is Founders. We do Founders for
out of Detroit? Out of Michigan?
Yeah.
Yeah, Founders.
From Grand Rapids, yeah.
And they do
Stout. So they do the all-day IPA, which is the big thing
I just had to cut a commercial today for Montgomery Village that and they're featuring Founders All Day IPA.
Yeah. But that's 4.7% and it's a very good
drinking.
Yeah, it's a superb drinking session IPA. They started the trend of that kind of thing pretty much. But we can't hardly sell it in Russia because it's too light.
Yeah.
So as you say,
going from vodka to beer.
They drink it and they do like it, but it is difficult. The same we have with like Easy Jack from Firestone Walker.
Yummy!
It's
love that beer.
It's also difficult because it's too light for them.
Yeah.
So when they usually
and
tend
when
to
we
go,
say too light, we're talking alcohol.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yes.
They want strong alcohol beers.
Yes.
So a porter would work.
Want heavier beers in the malt flavor and character, like porters and stouts and red ales. But then when they come to IPAs, they want proper IPAs or up to double IPAs and triple IPAs. That sells. Because they're not really hop heads. They are actually more of a sweet tooth because they've grown up with all of these sweeter beers, the lagers and the dunkels and so on that they got from Germany.
But they want a buzz.
But now they want the buzz as well. But
if I lived there, I'd want to be drunk all the time, too.
Yeah. And but the brewers over there that are brewing something, they're doing mostly is heavy IPAs, Imperial Stouts, New England IPA is a big thing.
Wow.
So, yeah, it's a different mentality from where I come from.
Oh, I have to mention also, speaking of Russian River, and actually maybe you'll want to move over here for this, Russian River Brewing is having a job fair if somebody wants to work there. Not only for the Windsor one, but also the Santa Rosa, because people are going to be moving around. Some of their best people will be going over there to handle the massive hordes of people that are going to be coming from all over the world. Mm-hmm. It's September 17th. If you can go onto Russian River Brewing Company's website or their Facebook page and get more details about that. But if you want to work where everybody wants, it's on Monday.
Mm-hmm.
What time? Well, we should pop you by there.
Yeah.
You could look like a surfer.
Well, Mike was just there at the new Russian River Brewing Complex, which is, and he's shown me some photos, and we've seen photos. I was with Natalie and Vinny at their place in Santa Rosa a long time ago when they were showing the artist, renditions and everything. And we're just going, this is unbelievable. Mike was there and said it's unbelievable. Natalie and Vinny were there and gave him a tour and such.
Nice.
It's going to be opening, folks, and it's going to be one of the biggest things in Sonoma County history.
Yeah, be ready in October.
Quickly, explain.
He knows me too well.
Andreas knows that. He knows you too well, as I do. But explain what is going on in Windsor.
Well, Russian River Brewing is opening up their second tap room, but also they're taking all their production facility. They're going to be a huge production facility, which means where they're actually producing for like all of their beer, not just at the
It's going to be like a resort.
It's going to be like a beer Disneyland. It's 10, it's 10 acres.
Jeez.
There's going to be a beer garden. They dug a cellar, so
there's a
barrel room. There's a restaurant. There's the coolest gift shop in the world. Hmm. And there's going to be also they're going to be having ongoing tours, and they're going to be doing some self-guided, some with tour guide,
right?
And it's going to be crazy. But they're also doing things there. They have an experimental brewery there as well. So we here in Sonoma County are going to get to try things that nobody else has. Like, we're going to be their guinea pigs, and I'm all for it.
I'm not.
Oink, oink. I'm ready. I'm ready.
So we're going to go there tonight. I'm going to take Andreas over to Santa Rosa tonight, and then I'm going to take him by to see the
New place.
Yeah, Disneyland.
Oh, cool.
Beer, I can't wait. I really it is.
It's going to be the Disneyland of beer.
I've got TV crews coming from Panama, like in a couple of weeks.
I believe it.
Yeah, that I know from people down there. That
It will be the West Coast, the Malt Disney World.
All right, we're wrapping up the Thursday Drive Hot Monk Brouhaha with Herlinda, Mark Carpenter, still in Poland, and. Our guest today is San Andreas Fault. Actually, it's Andreas Felt.
Very nice.
Because there's an omelet over the A. I always call it an omelet. I'm sorry.
That's perfect. That's perfect. I like that.
It's an honor to meet you, man, and it's so great. You ever going to be back in Sonoma County?
Oh, definitely. I have Herlinda here now, so I can come and say hello anytime, pretty much.
Every time you're in town, you got to come in.
Unless he gets blackballed from here. Like, it's only the first day. He literally just got off the plane.
Yeah.
Seriously?
This is my 25th hour of awake now.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
You're doing great. Yeah, I pick him up from the airport express.
I sleep 12 hours a day, and I sound like I'm asleep half the time. That's impressive.
Yeah.
So. It's Andreas Felt, F-A-L-T, with the omelet on top there. He is an expert in beer importing and such, and the whole Russian connection blows me away. So you spend a lot of time in Russia.
Not so much as I would like, because this year, of course, there's been a little bit of turbulence with the election and then, of course, the World Cup in football.
Oh, yeah, right.
So actually, the focus has not been so much on craft beer. So it's been more on big sales and
soccer beer.
Mm-hmm. Soccer beers, yeah, football, yeah, of course.
But what would they be drinking there during the World Beer Cup? World Beer Cup.
World Cup.
There's
football.
A World Beer Cup, too. Yeah,
there's a World Beer Cup.
Yeah,
I mean, the sponsors were Budweiser, Anheuser-Busch Budweiser, and Heineken. And it's lagers mainly that goes down, definitely.
Which is good. It keeps people out of more trouble.
Yeah.
But the Russians want more of a buzz factor.
They like a buzz factor, but they're also getting into liking flavors. We were talking about younger people now.
Right.
And
right.
One of the things, since the glasnost and all of that opening up, younger people have been easier to travel to London, to Berlin, to the US, and then they're coming back to the mother or fatherland, as they call it, and then they say, we want to have this here, so they're now brewing it, and they're bringing it in.
Wow. Very cool.
Yeah.
So what's your itinerary? I know you're going to see Natalie and Vinny at Russian River.
Hopefully, yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we're doing Russian River. We're going to go see Richard Norgrove of Bear Republic. We're going to go see Brian Hunt over at Moonlight. I'm going to take him over to Cooperage, which is not far from my house also. Yeah. So I want him to try and Hen House, some of the, like, our local smaller ones. There are some fantastic beers.
Have you ever had Hen House?
Nope.
They're great.
Yeah, okay. Good. Yeah, cool. He had a Seismic. The first beer I handed him when I picked him up from the bus was a Seismic Kolsch.
That was very good.
Yeah.
I really enjoyed that one.
Yeah, it's good. And I made him some tacos, Mexican rice, and my homemade Mexican beans. So that he's had... He's already hit in California.
From Sweden and now lives in England and a beer expert working with Russians and very cool, man. It's an honor to meet you. And every time you come back, make sure you come in.
Oh, I will be. Thank you for having me. Absolutely.
You two need to have a drink.
Yes, we will.
We will.
That's why it might get you banned, because you guys could get in a lot of trouble.
I think we could have a lot of fun. Yeah.
Andreas Felt, thank you so much, man.
Thank you ever so much for having me.
All right, Herlinda, we'll see you next week.
Yes.
Okay, that's it.